We've got Tony Wong calling. Tony, thank you for interrupting your own hearing to come in and give us a report on what's happening with insurance and insurance rate hikes. Tony Wong, State Senator, welcome to the Lisa Wexler Show. Hi.
Thank you, Lisa. And listening to this conversation about 830G and affordable housing, you talk about being engaged in local planning zoning. It's just another example of being engaged in policies at the state level that impact people's lives. Today, we are having a hearing with the insurance department reviewing the average 20% increase of health insurance companies on individual and small business plans in Connecticut that'll take effect in 2023. It's kind of remarkable in the sense that we've been able to do some dramatic things that's never been done before. One, that is to move the hearing to the legislative office building instead of the insurance department.
Good.
We've had full coverage, the people's building and greater transparency. And, surprise, surprise, only two out of the six insurance companies sent representatives.
Really?
They didn't.
What kind of arrogance is that? Well, what is that about?
I don't know. It's the greater transparency, and I'm grateful that we have the Office of Healthcare Strategy, our Office of Healthcare Advocate, and the Attorney General's Office made a special request to be able to cross examine and query these insurance companies. Because, Lisa, in the past, the process was the insurance companies and their actuaries presented their justification, and the insurance department panel would review and then make a decision whether to vet the increase, reduce it, or reject it. But there was very little exchanges and cross-examination. There was no expert witnesses to challenge the presentation by the insurance companies. It is very, very similar to how our utilities as a control monopoly present to the public utility, and their rates get increased because they present a set of justification based upon analysis, actuarial justification, without really the vetting and getting input from the public. So we're moving a little closer, right? That's what this hearing's about. But when four out of the six don't come to face the public and legislators like myself, it seems arrogant or a lack of respect for the process.
Who did show up, Tony Wong? Who did show up?
You have Medicare, and I believe you have Cigna. The fact of the matter is it's wholly inadequate. What's also equally frustrating, this is fresh off today's meeting. The Office of Healthcare.
Wait, you're sounding a little underwater. I don't know if you moved or if it's just our connection, but you're sounding a
connection, Lisa. How does that sound now?
No, it's no good. Andrew, right? It's no good. He sounds like he's underwater. It's bad. Tony Wong, can you call us right back? Call us right back.
You bet.
All right, we'll try it again. You know, this is the thing about cell phone connections, which is they can sound perfectly good one second, and then the next second you sound like you're underwater. That's the way he sounded, right? It's a little weird. Anyway, Tony Wong will give us a call back. So the Office of the Healthcare Advocate, by the way, I've told you this many times, if you're in trouble in Connecticut and you have a drug or a procedure or something that isn't being covered by your insurance company, I would, and I have advised people to, call up the Office of the Healthcare Advocate, and they actually have a staff and caseworkers that will help you with the incredible frustration, the crying frustration of having an insurance company turn down something that your doctor says you need. Tony Wong, you back? State Senator Tony Wong? Hi.
How do I sound now?
You sound better. You sound better. Okay. So Connecticare is there and Cigna is there. Is that right?
I believe so.
Okay.
But here is the latest news. From the hearing, the Commissioner of Insurance, who I greatly respect, has reached an agreement with the Office of Healthcare Advocates to have a hearing on October 3rd to have the cross-examination, have the insurers answer the questions from advocates, legislators like myself. That is not going to be afforded at today's meeting. But here's my frustration, Lisa. The decision on the rate increases will have been decided already.
No way.
And we're going to have that investigatory exchange of information after the rate decision has been made.
It's too late.
It's too late, right? It's too little, too late. It's kind of like we're going to make the decision before, but we'll let you have, you know, your questioning afterwards. It just seems inadequate. And I believe in talking to all of my colleagues, that is indeed a too little, too late. And it's another slap from a standpoint of transparency, accountability, and respect.
Well, who's making that decision? Who's making that decision? It's not the healthcare advocate. Ted Doolittle was on our show. He would not be happy about this. He wanted to bring witnesses from other states to testify as to what it should be compared to other states.
But unfortunately, Ted did agree to have that hearing on October 3rd.
Why? So what's going on?
I think it's a compromise. But to me, and I've talked to many of my colleagues, and I speak for myself, this is an important decision that needed to be vetted with all the facts and challenges and the voices of the people whose lives are going to be impacted, whose business is going to be impacted by the 20% average. And this needs to be heard and decided before any decisions made by the insurance department.
You know, I think what people need to know, was chatting with State Senator Tony Wong, and I know this. What people need to know is that these insurance policies are already very costly. They're not cheap. The average is $450 to $500 a month, but the one I'm paying for Jonathan, and we are as a family subsidizing our son, is $678 a month now, as it is, right now. And he's 35 years old, poo-poo, and a healthy kid. But he's self-employed and doesn't get insurance benefits.
Lisa, yeah. It's important for people to know that this is impacting individual policy owners and
yes.
small business owners.
Yes.
You know, if you're working for Sikorsky or GE, they have their own self-insured plan, so they're not impacted by these rate increases. It's the individual, independent contractors, self-employed, small businesses that are looking to be able to get coverage. They are just absolutely devastated. And you're not talking about just this year, 20% plus. You're looking at accumulation of over 10
exactly.
years.
Exactly. Last year it was 7.8%. Exactly. They keep doing it. So you're telling me that next year for the same plan – we will have to pay $840 a month, and that's no dental, and that's no vision. At some point, you know, you throw your hat up in the air and you say, the hell with it. I hope he doesn't end up in an emergency room this year. I mean, that's what you end up doing. That's a reality.
Today, we are going to fight to make sure that rate increase does not go through. We're here making sure that people hear, the insurance department hear from people. Like yourselves, I'm here on behalf of my constituents voicing their concerns because it's simply unaffordable, unsustainable, and it's absolutely disrespectful to the people.
It's disrespectful.
And the frustration is there's tremendous similarity to our utilities because when you hear about their record profits and the compensation to their CEOs, mm-hmm. it seems like that they're more interested in Wall Street than mainstream the people that they represent.
Well, not only that, Tony Wong, let me just tell you this. With the telehealth, of which every single day we get bombarded with more entreaties to use it, which is great, they are saving a fortune of money. They don't have to do healthcare the way they did pre-COVID. They can make the same money and collect the same amount per visit just by doing a telehealth, which costs them virtually nothing.
I completely agree, and that's what it comes down to. It's dollars and cents in one cases. It's a respect for transparency. But you know what, Lisa? I'm so passionate about it is because it's healthcare. It's people that you love and care about. And if they're forced between making decisions about having healthcare support and care versus taking the risk because they can't afford it, they have to choose between food and mortgages. That is untenable.
That's what happens, though. But that's what happens.
It comes down to,
but that is what happens.
You brought up a great example. People are angry, but they feel as though they're at wit's end. They feel the same way about utilities as well.
Totally.
So we need to be more responsive. And unfortunately, people need to be known and heard And it's like what you said about zoning. It's, you got to get more involved in state government to know what's happening to you, because ultimately, if you're not the voice, then you're going to be on the menu.
So are people? Did people show up for this hearing? Is it crowded? Is there energy in the room?
There is energy from a host of legislators, the Attorney General, the Office of Healthcare Advocate, but there are Zoom hearings. There is a significant uptick in energy. I've been to many of these hearings every year. They occur in the middle of summer vacation, but we've been raising awareness. But when you're at the Capitol, people have a sense of a process, and we're making it much more transparent, because in the past it isn't. And I'm able to report the fact that I'm not happy that we're going to have the same public transparency hearing after a decision's made. That's mm-hmm. too little too late, and it's yep. disrespectful to people who's going to get a bill at the end of the month that says you're going up in your cost and you got to make a decision. It's untenable. It's angering for me because people deserve greater respect.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, Tony Wong, thank you for calling in, for giving us this status update. Thanks for advocating on behalf of all of us up there. And keep us posted on what happens after the hearing today.
I will. Thank you, Lisa. Have a great day.
Thank you so much. We'll be right back with more of the Lisa Wexler Show.